Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is The Bert Show.
Sometimes if you think about something a little too hard, you start to wonder like, it was actually a really good idea, and somebody decided to think about Atlanta, not just as a city, but as a concept. So Bruce Rantz on Instagram decided to lay it all out there and say, you know, if we were really going to plan out this city, would Atlanta be a good idea?
No man will be bored. Nobody will have to worry about having fun on weekdays.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The only fun to be had is smoking hookah.
No. No.
Going slow on a road, going the speed limit will be a concern for no man.
Right. Yeah. No, okay. Yeah. Like
uh-huh. So the real speed limit will be 5 accidents an hour.
What?
And there'll be traffic everywhere you go.
No, bro, no.
Oh, my
no,
gosh. No, this no, sucks.
Every man will be in touch with their feminine side.
Okay.
I'm okay with this.
But they'll be too busy touching each other to pay attention to women.
Oh, my gosh.
Worrying about parking will be a concern for no man.
Right. I don't need
okay.
Okay.
But you'll have to be wary where you park because your car will always get broken into.
God bless the city.
It's a beautiful, messed up place.
So we're all out on Saturday night. When I say all, I am tagging along with the youth group, right? Which was a bad idea. I'm past that. I think I have two more of those in my life left in me. Actually, I don't have any.
No.
So after the award show on Saturday night, I met up with the youth group. I had a friend in town that's like, hey, let's go gay bar crawling. I'm like, okay, fine. I don't care so long as we're all hanging out. Couldn't care less about the venue. So we go out. We meet Amber and Rebecca, and Jackson ended up showing up also, and Mike and their significant other. So we're all having this really great time. And I told you yesterday that my personal Frank the Tank came out again. The guy that's pressuring everybody to drink, that it's just so important for everybody to be having a good time. And that can only mean that we all have to be totally and completely wasted. I'm ready to do anything. I'm way past this. I should be.
Were you trying to get everybody to go streaking in the quad?
That's pretty much where I was at.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I have definitely, I've buried that guy for a while now. And for whatever reason, he came out on Saturday night. So, but I did spot some growth in one area. Usually when I get like that, it's tequila shots that put me over the edge, right? I have joked for years that tequila shots, every one I take gives me 2 inches. So by the end of some nights, I could be 6'2", 6'4". And as I stand here today sober, I am 5'4". So I'm probably 5'10". When a girl comes up to Jackson and says something that offended me for him. And at that point, was 5'10 Bert going to come out? Because I could feel, you know how you could feel rage starting to build?
Uh-huh.
Like anger starting to build? And when I was younger, I couldn't control it. But now, even in my buzz state, I'm like, okay, I'm going to push this down. Jackson's a grown-ass man. He can handle it. But I was offended for you, man.
It's funny because he texted me the next day and asked if I remembered this, and I didn't until he texted me and prompted me that.
So it was more my reaction than you even noticed.
Yeah, 100%, because okay. I don't even remember how I reacted or responded to the situation.
You were great about it.
But let's play a little game, okay? So this has actually happened to me twice in the last 7 days of some stranger coming up to me and saying that I look like a specific celebrity. Can you guys guess what celebrity people say that I look like?
It's a trap.
I feel like this is a trap.
Brad Pitt.
Thank you. But it's not Brad Pitt.
John Krasinski.
Kevin Hart.
All right, do you want a serious guess?
Yeah, it's an Asian person, so obviously. It's yeah, so like, you know, there's a few that you have the option to choose from. Tommy clocked it instantly because he's okay. Actually maybe said this before.
I mean, I immediately, just because I think because he's all over my feed and he's very popular right now, I'm going with Bowen Yang.
Ooh. Uh-huh. Good guess. Okay. Not Bowen Yang.
Is okay. Steven Yeun.
No, but I wish.
From Walking Dead.
I know who it is, but the game will end if I guess.
Okay, go ahead and guess and reveal it to everyone.
Bobby Lee.
Correct.
So mad.
Bobby Lee.
I was so mad when they said it. You guys know who that is?
No.
He's on with Theo.
What's Theo
he's,
Bond.
He's on with Andrew Santino on the Bad Friends podcast. He was on Mad TV back in the day. He's an actor, comedian.
Super funny. And their podcast is, I think, excuse me, Jackson and I share this. One of the funniest podcasts.
It is.
If you're a dude.
But
and you don't get your feelings hurt a lot.
How do I say this?
He's not good looking.
No, he's not.
No.
And he's old.
He's in his 50s. And I'm like, do I look like a 50-year-old Korean man?
Is it just because you're both Korean?
No, I think it's just because I have a mustache and I'm Korean.
Is that not Jackson?
That's what it was, though, because you didn't have a mustache when we first met you,
no,
right?
No, this is a new one.
When you grew the mustache, that's when I called you Bobby Lee.
Absolutely.
That's the first thing that came to my mind.
This is so... I felt like, okay, look, I've never been in this situation before, but I felt it was like almost racist.
and it's odd that strangers have come up to me and said this. So I was also at the airport coming back from this podcasting conference. I was sitting in the lounge. I had breakfast, got a glass of champagne, and I'm literally watching their podcast on my phone sitting in front of me. And some guy comes up and taps me on the shoulder, totally interrupting me, take my AirPods out, and he's like, hey, has anyone ever told you that you look like Bobby Lee? And I'm like, oh yeah, I've heard that before, and I take it graciously, but I don't know if I should be offended by that or not.
Yes, you should. Yes, you should. Okay, because people are like, okay, he's Asian. Is there another Asian that I know?
Yeah.
Oh, Bobby Lee. You guys are both Asian. Yes, it's offensive.
Honestly, there's like one photo where I'm like, yeah, I think you could pull that off. But if you keep looking, like, you don't look anything like him. You look like two completely different people.
He's in his 50s. He's 5'4". He's overweight. He's got long hair. But he's Asian.
He's Korean with a mustache. I think that's the only thing that we're going off of here.
Is it all white people telling you look like Bobby Lee?
Mainly, yes. But shockingly, the airport one was an Asian guy.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, I feel like if an Asian comes up to you and says that, there's some cred there. But I feel like if it's any other race, like a white person comes up to you and says it, to me, that's offensive.
That's why I think it's more offensive that the Asian guy said that I look like him, because I don't think that I look like him.
At that point, he's like, wait, is like, this actually real? Is this credible?
Yeah, exactly.
So are you offended when people come up and say that?
No, I mean, honestly, like, I feel like I've just been called or said that I look like blah, blah, blah. I mean, like, Jackie Chan was always the one that that's just, it's lazy, right? But those were jokes back in the day. These are like people legitimately coming up to me and saying that I look like this person. And so I just think I rub it off so quickly and I just dismiss it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I've heard that before. And I laugh about it. And I don't take it personally. You know,
my black friends have told me that it plays into the stereotype for them. When a white person says that they look like another black person, plays into that stereotype, like all white people think black people look the exact same. So it's offensive. Right. So why wouldn't it be offensive for an Asian dude?
Right. And that's always been the stereotype for me, is like, oh, you can't tell you guys apart. All Asians look the same. And so that's where there's like the deep seated part of maybe potential some subtle racism there, where I'm like, maybe that's what you're thinking and it's not cool. But I really don't take it like to heart.
I just love the fact that people feel the need to say everything that they think.
Right?
Like, you know, you could have just kept on walking in the airport, didn't need to walk up to a stranger and unknowingly insult them.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in the airport. Airport Lounge has got to be Bobby Lee drinking champagne.
But all I'm hearing is you could show up to Comic-Con with a wig on and make some cash signing autographs.
Wait.
Oh, no. Don't you even think about it.
DragonCon is this weekend.
I'm just saying.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to suggest it because that's racist, too.
Oh, yeah. I didn't say that. I think that was Jackson's idea.
Yeah, I think I planted that earlier.
Bobby Lee is so not right, especially when you look like Steve Aoki.
This is The Burt Show.